The 740 area code takes up a huge portion of the state, starting in the north part of central Ohio and reaching all the way to the southeastern border. Now, the Public Utilities Commission of Ohio, also known as the PUCO, is looking at a possible change, which could mean a new area code for half of the region. Why the adjustment? Because the North American Numbering Plan Administrator, or NANPA, says the 740 area code could reach its limit by 2015. Jason Gillum, spokesperson for the PUCO, says this is called reaching exhaustion.
Pretty much exactly what it sounds like. I mean, you would run out of numbers. The industry, the AT&T, the Verizon, the companies on that side, they request blocks of numbers. I believe a block's like 10,000 numbers at a time. So as they're requesting these blocks, that's what NANPA is looking at to see how many of those blocks are left.
The PUCO has created two options, the overlay plan and the split plan. In the overlay plan, everyone would keep their current 7-digit number and the 740 area code. But everyone in the region would have to dial all 10 numbers to call someone, even if it's a local call. The split plan does just that. It splits the 740 region in two parts. One half would keep their current 7-digit number and the 740 area code. The other half would also keep the 7-digit number, but receive a new area code. The proposed map for the split has a line running north and south, creating an eastern and western region. The plan does not specify which region would change its area code. That would be decided by the commission later down the road. Gillum says neither change would lead to any new costs from cell phone or landline companies. However, he does say businesses could take on some new costs if they end up with a new area code in the split plan. That's why companies need to make their voice heard on the issue, says Julie Wagner-Fiesel, Vice President of Communications for the Ohio Chamber of Commerce.
A lot of times businesses personalize their telephone numbers so that it's catchy and memorable in people's minds. And so they've invested a lot of money in promoting that specific telephone number. It's not only in printed materials, but also now on websites and also in, you know, any type of radio or television advertising that they might be doing.
The PUCO is now open for public comment on the issue. And for the first time ever, the commission has created an online tool for people to share their input on the possible change. There's even an option to choose which plan you prefer.
Realizing the nature of this and the amount of people it affects, we wanted to make that process as simple as possible and also have a new way to engage people.
Wagner-Fiesel used the online tool herself and says it should be a great asset to Ohioans.
For those people who live in areas that aren't necessarily heard from a lot, you know, like our Appalachia area and our southeastern Ohio area, I think that it's going to be very helpful to them.
The public has a 3-week window to add their comments to the mix. After that window closes on November 27th, the PUCO will collect the input and take a closer look at the issue. Gillum says a change is not a complete inevitability, citing two cases in 2001 where the 614 and 513 area codes seemed to be reaching exhaustion, but it turns out the administrator's projections were off. The last time a switch was needed was in 2000 and 2001 for the 330 and 419 area codes. The overlay option was chosen in both cases, which means the area code must be dialed for all calls. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.